You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fiordland's Humpridge Track was announced as New Zealand's newest Great Walk in 2019. It is a three-day tramp that covers coastal, subalpine and lowland forest areas, as well as a number of historic viaducts. I caught up with DOC South Island director Aaron Fleming to chat about recent progress, what the track was like and the history of the area. To start, I asked Aaron to give a quick overview of why the Humpridge Track became a Great Walk.
The Humpridge track is an existing track that we've got in southern Fiordland. 2 years ago, there was the minister decision to turn the Humpridge track into one of our newer Great Walks, and that's the project we're working on at the moment. It's around 60 kilometres, or just over 60 kilometres of track, and it's currently a two-night experience, which is simply amazing because it's got all this heritage values, fantastic landscape views. It's got richness in terms of biodiversity. It really is one to put on the to-do list.
Have you personally walked it?
I have personally walked the track and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It is probably one of the more challenging Great Walks we've got, and that's part of our work at the moment is to make it a bit easier. There are some steep parts in particular, so we're looking to make those parts easier. But in terms of the views and the surroundings and the heritage stories, it is an amazing walk to do.
Yeah, I guess it has got a lot of heritage and it's quite beautiful. I've seen lots of photos of it. How would you compare it to other Great Walks?
I've done quite a few, and I think this rates up there for different reasons. You know, it's got the beautiful big viaduct bridges that you get to walk across, and there's a lot of history around those. You know, some of the views across southern Fiordland are just exceptional. There are rare opportunities in southern Fiordland to get those views. But it does have has a point of difference, I suppose, compared to your Milford track and your Rootburn track or some of the more coastal tracks like Rakiura or Abel Tasman. It's got a really, really distinct point of difference in terms of the experience that you can have.
And progress obviously has been going for a couple of years now. When can we expect it to open as a Great Walk and to be open for all of the public?
So the track is open now, so people can book now and experience the walk now. And in fact, since we announced that it will be the next Great Walk, we've had a surge in popularity. So lots of people are starting to discover the track and go and experience it. Our work over the last couple of years has been to do our assessments around, you know, what is the work that we need to do. So in particular, it's going to be around track upgrades and some of the storytelling that I've talked about, plus also some infrastructure work like car parks and maybe some new toilets and the like to make it fit for Great Walk standard. So we're going to hopefully have the first spade go in the ground later this year, and then there will be significant work over the next couple of years to get it to that Great Walk standard. But in the large majority of the work will be in upgrading the track. There are parts of the track which are quite muddy at the moment, so we're looking to make those parts of the track better in terms of some of the water management and maybe some more boardwalks in those areas. And as I mentioned before, there are parts of the track which are quite steep at the moment. So how do we make those easier for people? So, you know, can we put in staircases or change the gradient a little bit to make it easier for people?
One of the things that I kept seeing mentioned was lots of engineering solutions. What kind of things does this include?
So we do have to get our geotech assessments, because we want to make sure that the work we're doing is going to be safe, but also part of the track is along the coast, which is absolutely beautiful. But with the impacts of climate change, we are seeing more coastal erosion. So we want to make sure that we're building a track that's going to be resilient through to the future. So the viaducts in particular also, we've had some engineering work around those. The viaducts are very historic. They've been there for a very long time. And so there is the risk that, you know, one day those viaducts might not be able to be crossed. An earthquake or simply their age could mean that they're no longer safe to cross. So we're already looking now at what could be the alternative. So is there a bypass across the valley that the viaduct crosses, or do we need to put in place some swing bridges next to the viaduct, which will be an absolutely awesome experience if we can pull it off.
Yeah, I guess a lot of the things you're talking about, it's a lot of climate change issues, and that's going to be a major challenge. But have there been things that you guys have come up against, like issues with COVID and that have made it difficult to make proper progress so far?
COVID has slowed down our work. The Great Walk product won't be available until a wee bit later than we first anticipated. But, you know, other than that, you know, COVID hasn't been too much of an issue for us.
And has there been much involvement from local communities such as local iwi and people who live near the track?
Absolutely. You know, this is by and large a community project. So the small township of Tuatapere will absolutely feel the economic benefit of this once it's up and running as a full Great Walk. So that's really exciting, and we do meet with the community regularly because it's important that it reflects their vision for their community. And the land that we're talking about, there are many different neighbours and landholders we need to work with, but Mana Whenua, it's a very significantly important part of Aotearoa for Ngāi Tahu and the southern Runanga. So we've been working very closely with them as well around protecting their values where that's important, but also creating the opportunities for them to tell their stories.
And yeah, one of the things you mentioned was the economic impacts. I think the Huntridge Track, it's what, 4,000 people do it annually. What impacts are you looking to see are expected beyond it becoming a Great Walk?
So we would see a surge in demand once this becomes a Great Walk, and we're planning for this to be able to host more people in time. And so the economic benefit will be for the local community first and foremost, because it'll be the bed nights that people will have locally, the meals they go and buy at the restaurants, the food they buy at place. So that will give an injection of economic stimulus to the Tua Tāpiti community. But also the wider Invercargill Southland community will also reap that benefit too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.